Gentleman's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/18/2019, live Thursday night show. Now, you remember, I recall, I don't know, many of you weren't even born yet, but I recall 1969 in the summer. What was it, 7/20/1969, when Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Collins went to the moon. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, you know. And I'll tell you what, that was an interesting night. I can remember it vividly. It's so weird and so odd to think back, because I'm going to talk to you about a juxtaposition to that in a second. I remember being in the middle of America, you know, in a state. I remember being in Illinois, and I was in a parking lot of a place called Rusty's Drive-In. And somebody up there had just gotten a new Honda 50 motorcycle. It was a 50cc, real small, but they were just having a ball with it out there in the parking lot. And then everybody was saying, hey, man, the moon deal's going to be on before too long. So everybody turned their car radios on real loud, and it could be heard all over the parking lot. And we sat and listened to there and listened to all the stuff go down. And what's so interesting, and I don't doubt that they went to the moon, although I know some of the things that they talk about are very interesting. But the fact of the matter is, the 16th or so when they launched, on, you know, a couple of days ago in 1969, they launched. Back to the matter is, I know somebody who was in the, not the NASA space program, but the real space program. And I've known more than one who was in it. But let's just say that I knew one, that that particular individual who was in the U.S. military and also involved with NSA. That particular individual, while everybody was cheering them going onto the moon, that particular individual was dealing with somebody who was most likely, the best way to describe it, probably an actual fallen angel. If not, he was a Genesis 6 giant or a hybrid, you know, of that ilk. But it's very unusual to attempt to be bonded by someone with this type of individual and the length that was done or gone through to do so. If you don't know about it, and most people don't, there was a program to attempt to marry, quote unquote, not in the necessarily that sense, but to create, let's say, a Vulcan mind meld type relationship between certain, let's call them Nordics. In this particular case, the Nordics, who were space travelers, extraterrestrials, or whatever, or were fallen angels. And certain top-of-the-line signal intelligence people in the world. I mean, the very top. And there was this program that was designed to bring them into like a close relationship, i.e. to put them at the, so to speak, at the mercy of the extraterrestrial or of the fallen angel or of the Genesis 6 offspring of the fallen angels, you see. And to put them in a mode where they could easily be accessible by the fallen angel or by the hybrid or by the extraterrestrial to be given you know, a mental telepathy, a mental telepathic message as they were coming from space or as they were in space to somebody down on the ground. And that that was to become a method of communication much quicker and much faster. And said people were selected, but they didn't always know they were being selected for it. And the links and subterfuge that in some cases went by, and I'll just tell it. What if all of a sudden you were, you know, somewhere in the middle of being on a ship somewhere, and you get orders that are totally out of the ridiculous? And you're ordered to go in transit by yourself, and you're ordered to go way far from where you were at to, Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines, the old days. And you get there, and I'll be doggone if you get there, there's all kind of hubbub and alarms and stuff, and there's, there's air police, you know, military police all over the place, loaded for bear and, you know, out doing stuff. And there's all kind of commotion in like a barracks area or some kind of an area. And they've got the K-9 units. They got everything. They're barking and all the dogs. And you come up with these orders and are told to report to somebody. And you go and you report to them. And they say, oh, you're the person. Okay. And they say, well, here's your pistol belt. Here's a 45 and a couple extra magazines, you know, so you got one in there and you got an extra one or two. So you've got about, 21 shots here, and we're going to get ready to detail you to take this prisoner to, Japan. Well, out comes a guy and they've got like, 6 or 7 or 8 air patrolmen on him. With all kind of cuffs and stuff and what have you. And, you know, I mean, they got him all trussed up and they're dragging him out and the dogs are barking him and everything. And then they said, well, what am I here doing this for? I'm just one guy. Well, your orders say that you're to take this person and to take him, and you can't fly from here. You got to fly from, Subic Bay, you know, Naval Base, you see, which is across the other side of the Philippine Island there. So you're going to have to get this prisoner over to there and then fly, take him to the such duty officer in Japan, all right? Well, consequently, in the meantime, you see, very interesting scenarios. But suffice to say, this person is a sailor, allegedly. And, you know, folks, I just make all this stuff up. This is all satire, right? Nope. Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But this sailor is 7 foot tall. Well, how the heck does a sailor who's 7 foot tall or greater not be on the Annapolis basketball team, you know? Or at least the Sink Pack basketball team and be back in Hawaii, you know? And this guy's a, you know, splendid Nordic, you know, type guy, the blonde hair, blue-eyed with them wild blue eyes. But he happened to have 6 fingers on each hand. And they said, well, what are you doing with all these guys? Well, he took out about 3 or 4 of our guys and beat the crap out of them. Well, what's his crime? Oh, well, he murdered somebody. And this guy says, well, I'm not, a shore patrol or Navy, police that can take them or, you know, was it CSI or, you know, any, or not CSI, but, NCIS, you know, that's not me. That's not my job. Well, that's your orders. So somewhere in the time frame of this, becomes an attempt, you see, by said 7-footer who, when putting them on to the little bus or the little jitney. You know, you ride the jitney and everybody's right on the side of it and you're riding down the road. And this person who you got your eye on, seems to know every one of the dialects perfectly of the different dialects of Tagalog in the Philippines. Because all the islands speak different dialects and all this stuff. Now, why is this interesting? Because, you see, I'll just cut to the chase here. This particular individual did not get mind-melded with this person. Because of why? Because he had to be on his guard the entire time, and he was praying to Lord Jesus. And at a certain point in this, and then said individual was part of, no doubt, had other incidents that they attempt to always erase. Hence, it's always alleged. And by they erase, meaning the powers that be, the NSA, the whoever it might be in the military, intelligence world. And whether they use the scopolamine or zap you with something else and wipe your brain or whatever it is, there's a whole lot of people in that type of league and realm that have forgetter mechanisms and, mind washes in certain areas, and who might have scar tissue on a brain in a certain area and that kind of stuff. And even those people, they sometimes just deny they were ever in the military. So when you hear about the space program and the moon and the Mars, well, you got to know that we've been there and have been there for a long time. But it is a breakaway scenario. It is something that does not exist. But there's a juxtaposition between people that actually probably did go, all right? But then again, did the Army go in 61, all right? Did the Nazis go in the 40s, okay? Because there sure are like craft on the moon that are like Attaboo 3s, you see. And then do people go, and when they go through time ports sometimes, jump rooms, etc. But all I know is that it's so fantastically amazing to talk to somebody who said, you know, he said, I want to just tell you, Hawk, the rings of Saturn, as you're out there, are so beautiful, you cannot believe it. He says you can look and it's just amazing. But getting back to the preparation phase of this, which is what I'm talking about tonight, because we start tonight, don't we, with an Iranian drone coming over the USS Boxer, the amphibious ship carrying a whole lot of Marines, an F-35 jump jet, an helicopter, and a whole lot of bad to the bone Marine Corps boys and girls, you know. And they gave it every chance because the Straits of Hormuz are, you know, only about 10 miles wide. And if you subtract some even from that for the main channel, the depth of the water and all of that stuff, well then, they let this drone get within 1,000 yards. It should have been lit up the minute it took off. Should have been lit up at 10,000 yards, you know? But the fact was it was, and this is in a new string of things. But let's just put that to the back burner. Let's talk about the area that we're in, these times, you see. So you have the real space program going way far beyond what was done in the outer court space program, which is also real, but does not have the technologies yet that were already extant in some cases in the late 40s and 50s in possession of the United States military, you see. Air Materiel Command, right, Pat? They had it. Not only did they have the one from Roswell, but they had the one from Cape Girardeau, you see, Missouri. And that was, what, 41, 42? They had others. And then if you go back to the interplanetary unit of Roosevelt and all of that, you see, you go back to that in earlier than that, and there's some of there, because the Nazis in the Schwarzwald, you know, the Black Forest, they had a little crash and a wreck back in the 30s. And so they started producing their spacecraft back then. So what I'm trying to say is that with respect to preparations for war times and all of these things, is that the only reason that after total refusal by the U.S. naval personnel, who was a tough son of a buck to start with, but you looking at this guy, and as he takes him on a plane, the guy looks at him across the way and says, I could kill you at any time, just like snapping my fingers, but I'm not allowed to. And it wasn't because he wasn't allowed to of any of the other quote unquote U.S. military who were interacting with him or who were involved with those in the NSA, which was the original agency tasked to deal with aliens, EBTs, you know, ET, whatever you want to call them. And when the guy said, I'm not allowed to, the guy I know said that it was the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven that precluded and prevented this evil fallen angel type, or I would call him, if not an actual fallen angel in human form, you see, then it was an offspring of such from another planet. But the prevention and the first preparation that you need to make out there with regarding whatever is going to come is you'd better repent of your sins. Get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your savior. Because that is the only way that you're going to be able to move through or to be able to survive what's coming and getting ready to come down the pike. We are already in the beginning of sorrows, are we not? Wars, rumors of wars, you see, all of the things. We're at still at Ezekiel 38 in terms of the Gog Magog war is, you know, the hook and the jaw is getting ready to be set. So I'm telling you, that you had better be ready, because you see, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, the elect is not necessarily 7 billion people on the planet, is it? Is the elect maybe 144,000, you know? Don't know. 1.4 million? Don't know. But it's surely not going to be all that many. Because they're going to effect a huge killing upon this planet, Lucifer is. And people say, well, God can change all of it. Yes, he can. But you know what our Father in heaven is doing? He has given you the chance to decide. And just like Lord Jesus told you in Revelations, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Yes, that's what Lord Jesus has to say, you know, in Revelations 4, or Revelations 3, I mean. So, what does he tell you, though? That is one of your promises, that after you believe in him, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. So if you're to lose your mortal body on this planet, and he is your savior, then you are covered by the best and only insurance policy in town, you see. As far as good things happening to you. Because there could be a whole lot of bad things, and you could be going down, sliding down the hot tube into the fiery furnace. And maybe there's old VA guy up there, the VA administrator, Charlie Moore from Cleveland, hanging on by the last nail, you know, trying to not desperately slip down into the fiery furnace for all the hell he has caused every veteran. There are a lot of veterans in the Midwest, you see, denying their claims, denying that they have the right to this or that. But I'm going to tell you, another thing that the Lord Jesus told you, believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So what's he telling you there? If you don't understand what he's telling you, you better say, Lord Jesus, verse 12 of John, you know, 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, meaning the works that Jesus does, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just very basic and simple. And that's how easy it can be. If you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, you're going to have everlasting life with him. And you're also going to have the ability, if you have the faith of the mustard seed, that when you tell the mountain to move, the mountain moves. And you also have power over the scorpions and the serpents, all right? And power over the devil or the evil one, you see? But if you don't have him as the preparedness for what's getting ready to come, then you are trying to walk through the raindrops, or you've gone to the other side. But Jesus would rather that you were cold or you were hot. You cannot be lukewarm. Oh, I just try to hide over here in the corner, and when the devils come, I'll just hide from them over here, and then I'll pop up and go on my merry way, you see. It ain't gonna happen. What's gonna come down here is like Casey Jones, like you're on the train track, you see. And Casey is a new meth head train engineer, also drinking 190 proof white lightning. And he's got it all rolling and heading down the track. And he's heading down the track. He's got him an old-fashioned steam engine, let's say. And if you're on that track, boy, that cowcatcher is going to take you and shoot you to the moon. And let's say that there's all kind of different Casey Joneses. And they're all running down the same track to Function Junction, baby. They're all coming down there at the same time. Well, what do you mean, Hawk? Well, what do we got? We got wars, rumors of wars, you know, nation shall rise against nation. We got pestilences, famine, and earthquakes in diverse places. And you're going to have volcanoes pop. Brother Quayle's got some people doing some excellent photography work and stuff and video in high resolution of the Cascadia volcanoes and all of the different stuff, you know, Baker, Rainier, Ellens, all the different ones. What is it? Hood, another one. All those different volcanoes up in that area. What's another? Shasta, you know. And now there's stuff coming out about how the major super caldera in California, which just happens to be apparently under China Lake. Well, that's been activated. But, you know, we talk about the act of God type warfare and the tectonic weapons being used by the Russians to start it off. And now we've got the Ezekiel 38 deal. We're about ready to get the hook in the jaws, you see. To Gog Magog and Persia and Togarma and Togarma, old Turkey's taking about, what is it now? I believe old Doc from Charlotte told me, I think he sent me an article that we're on about the 17th shipment of S-400 parts to Turkey. So that means they're setting it up, and they got multiple units. And they're paying for it in cash, you see. And then as far as we also know is that all of the weapons depots for nuclear weapons in Europe and in Turkey and various NATO countries, all of them have been outed by a report done by a Canadian, you see. And the Canadians government under Trudeau, who also may have been converted to Islam, and who also may be, allegedly, the bastard son of Castro, Fidel Castro, and Madame Trudeau, who was Pierre Trudeau's wife, who was mad at Pierre for hanging out with the little hippie chicky dickies and dookie doos and all that stuff back in the day when he was the long-haired, cool Prime Minister of Canada, you see. And she took a trip down to Cuba on a diplomatic mission of some sort and sort of hung out with Castro, and she really liked hanging out with Castro. So we don't know all about that exactly, but we do know that this Canadian military put all that stuff out in a report out in the open. Well, they say it's open sources, blah, 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 blah. Not to the level they put it out. And I like how the Wall Street Journal describes it. They say, Trump says U.S. ship shot down Iranian drone in the Straits of Hormuz. And the story is by Benoit Falcone. And then I look at this and I say, oh, couldn't be anything. Catherine Lucy. And Eresu Igbali. President Trump said a U.S. Navy ship shot down an Iranian drone in the Straits of Hormuz hours after Iranian forces said they had seized a foreign tanker. And the latest in a series of incidents that have heightened tensions in the region. Mr. Trump said the USS Boxer, an amphibious assault ship, took defensive action against the drone, which he said was threatening the safety of the ship and ship's crew, and the drone was immediately destroyed, Mr. Trump said in comments from the White House. He called the approach by the drone the latest of many provocative, hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters. So, apparently, the Revolutionary Guard did take it a couple days ago, because I remember hearing about that when it happened. Did take over a tanker, you see. Foreign oil tanker, saying it was smuggling 1 million barrels of fuel that comes amidst Tehran's quarrel with London over their seized tanker. Supposedly the Mount Riyah, United Arab Emirates' own Panamanian flag, left a port near Dubai and passed through the Straits of Hormuz, and then performed a sharp U-turn before it stopped transmitting. Location details late Saturday. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're at it, and this is going to be the hook in the jaw. Now, at the same time, we hear, apparently, that in the Department of Human Sacrifice budget, that they have nixed or taken out or de-emphasized the nuclear snippers, the snippers for biological and chemical weapons, the special teams that go to big events like a championship game or the NFL game or NBA, whatever it might be, NCAA, and that they're just backing down on the budget, you see. And this is at precisely the time when the borders are open. When they say that we're bringing in and we're stopping the equivalent of 144,000 or whatever a month, a million a year, you see, or more, then that's generally one-tenth of what actually may be coming in. So you might have as many as 10 million coming in the United States. That's the way they do it with drugs. they estimate that maybe they catch only 10% at best of the drug shipments coming in the country. And that's a lot. Old Chapo Guzman is supposed to be worth $12 billion. But see, that's been going on quite a little while, too, hasn't it? And then he paid, what was the bribe to the one guy, to the El Presidente, of $100 million? Well, El Presidente went cheap, because I'll tell you what, over the years, I've heard that El Presidente that was there before Salinas de Gortari, you know, the one that went successfully to Spain to live, you see. What was his name? Was it? I forget his name. May have started with an M. But anyway, he supposedly left with $20 billion and retired to Spain like a gentleman. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff here, with all these people coming in, you see, all of them coming in, and that's Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, who Ilhan Omar is trying to run interference with judges in courts about people from her Somali Joe community. And I call them Somali Joes because Joe is a term that the British intelligence uses. Oh, he's our Joe, you see. He's our guy. He's our whatever. But the ones they brought in, and I think about the Somalians in predominantly a large portion of them in Minnesota, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, so much so that, what was it, the mayor of Minneapolis or the mayor of St. Paul, the woman, she went and she had to wear hijab to go even talk to him. She had to wear the shawl over her head, the whole bit. And I remember also when they became very predominant back then, back a few years ago, you remember when that bridge collapsed? Allegedly collapsed? Did it collapse or allegedly collapsed? That bridge in Minnesota and Minneapolis where people died and the cars all went down and it was a major bridge. Well, you know, I reported back then that there was probably a little bit of an assistance via charges popped at key points, perhaps, by some of the Somali Joes, you see. And then I remember back a few years ago, I happened to meet a certain Marine who had been in the group that were trying to rescue the Black Hawk Down guys. And they were on the way to rescue, and they got lit up by all the dadgum Somali Joes, all the Muslims, lighting them up like crazy. And they fought like Marines fight, and they fight tough. See, I'm tying this into the boxer, too. The U.S. Marine Amphibious Group ship. And I think about the Somalis lighting up our helicopter, you know, and the Black Hawk goes down, and I think about him dragging our guy in his underwear through the streets naked. And when Trump says, go back to where you came from, then to heck with all of them Somali Joes. I say, yeah. She married her brother to get here, apparently. Is her oath intact? But all I know is this. We have freedom of religion in this country. We have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to petition the right, you know, to address the grievances. But see, the fact of the matter is while everybody's worried about this junk, the dadgum Russians and Red Chinese and the Iranians have been popping us with act of God, quote-unquote, type warfare. We have fallen angels active again on this planet in the background, and we have extraterrestrials that are fallen angel spawn, you see, coming in. And they're using tectonic weapons. They're using all kind of energy weaponry. You've seen the recent article about them being able to, from 219 yards, whatever, that they can touch you with the laser and identify you by your unique heartbeat. Who can do it? U.S. military can do it. DARPA, all of them, you see. Whoever's got the technology. And they're working to make it better so they can get you from farther. And they can already get you from farther. They can read, from what I understand, your other unique identifier are the veins on the top of your hand. Make a fist and look down at your veins from the top. That's a unique pattern. They can identify you by satellite. Your earlobes are another, and your iris scan is another. Then they've got your facial recognition, in which the dummies are allowing the Russians. Everybody's having fun by loading up all their pictures. I mean, as if giving it to Facebook and Google ain't enough. Remember, Google went down every street, took a picture of your house. You don't think they ain't been working for the Red Chinese all along? They went down all the streets and with the Google car and took pictures of your house and all the hot chicks and all the stuff on the street corners and jogging down the beach and all the goofy things. But in that article, if you look at the article about the laser being used to verify your identity by heartbeat, they mentioned the term Jetson, like a George Jetson type, you know, type of a thing, right? Well, just so you know, sometimes they got their little cute little acronyms, you know. How about Joint Electronic Targeted Surveillance Operations Network? If you've ever been hooked up to a heart monitor or to an EEG, an EKG is the heart monitor, but an EEG like a electroencephalogram or a PET scan or an MRI or any kind of thing you've ever been hooked up to that's in your medical records, which have been digitized. They can covertly ID anyone just about from all of those medical records. Remember when Obama, they had to get your records and get them sent up, you see? And then the AI is learning it all and putting all your pictures in there. And everybody's trying to gain the data now. The Russians, the Red Chinese. You remember when the Red Chinese stole all of the military and intelligence agency files and all of the U.S. government personnel files, including all the military and the intelligence including all the above top secret files and actions that don't appear in any other position. So security number, where you live, your phone number, your medical record, your military service record, your intelligence record, your training, and all the different items that you've been involved in. Going back to your grammar school and your kindergarten and your security clearance, all of that, and what ear you collected, on the plane of jars many moons ago. For those who don't know, you'll have to look up the plane of jars and see where it's at. Or every lock that ain't locked when no one's around and you slipped in somewhere, you see. Or maybe you saw the rings of Saturn. So there is a race here now. And the race is for your very soul, you see. And hence your best preparation is to make sure that you're right with Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven. And that you've chosen wisely, my son or my daughter. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Because you're what does do that. You're the one who can keep me on the air, and you've done so far for up to now to 15 years with Lord Jesus directing me to you or to you to me, and here I am trying to be obedient to what I was charged with to do by Jesus and by the Archangel Michael who recruited me for him in a waking conscious vision. You can reach me, ladies and gentlemen, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And I try to answer emails if I can. I can't answer everybody. But some of you out there really do know that I do answer. And I even send you stuff, as we get to know each other or whatever. And have communication. And I hope that in a sense, sometimes I minister to people out there and try to do the best I can that way. But you want to keep me on the air, you can also, if you will, send me something that will keep me sustained on behalf of Jesus and the work I try to do. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It could be silver, gold, platinum, precious metals. It could be a check, a money order. It could just be a card and saying, God bless you, Hawk, Could be that extra prayer that old Hawk will be able to withstand what's coming, and I'll be able to stay in the game and as long as I possibly can. And my health ain't all that great, but I got enough fight left of me to fight some more, you see. But just don't ask me to chase you down the road, because I'll just get something else that will reach out and touch you, I ain't going to run after you. Believe me, keep old Hawk swinging against the Lucy and keep old Hawk in the fight against the Lucy. And the enemies of Lord Jesus can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all that do and all that send me information and stuff too. It's beautiful. And I'm just going to say hello to the old Mars Hill gang, And the old Crossroads people. And hello big time to my old worn soul drive buddy. To the Snake River, to the Topanga Canyon. To North Dallas, you see. The old Scholar of Temecula. to the crazy horse, you know? To Buffalo and Nevada. And my friends up in Oregon, the old sharpsaddles.com, if you haven't seen them or seen their website or seen what they're able to do with high-quality leather goods or to make you a knife like you cannot believe, the sharpness, the hardness, the expertise put into it, sharpsaddles.com. Sharpsaddles.com. And, you know, there's a whole lot of people. I can't name everybody, you know, that I've ever heard from. And when I say heard from, it could be somebody who just sends a card or a good wish. Springfield, Illinois, you know, Fort Scott, Kansas. It's just amazing. Ohio, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. The lower part of Michigan, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota. I mean, it's just amazing. The Carolinas, you know, up there in the old, up there by the old Boone in those areas, you know, down at Lake Junaluska, Charlotte, the old dock. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here on behalf of you, on behalf of Lord Jesus, to strike blows against his enemies and to secondarily to warn his remnant about what is to come and hopefully how you can prepare for it. And your best preparation is to get right with him. But then we're also getting all kind of information, you see, coming in, talk to you about Lady J, talking about the green beans and the signs on the Walmart shelves and all of that kind of stuff. And then we've heard also from California how the old stagecoach stop out there, Lady D out there, Diane, talking about that and how some of the stores out there have shortages and how there's their stuff in their garden is not growing as it should have. It's not growing as much to where they used to be able to sell some extra, but that they got plenty and they're putting it up. They're doing canning. They're doing all kind of stuff. Now, Lady J from the Smokies and the Blue Ridge there, Tennessee, North Carolina, she and Virginia, she found out that some of the produce is not around, you know, and she decided she better go to the farm store and get the packets of seeds. Now, she had been buying the bigger bulk packs of seeds, but a lot of them have gone bye-bye, you see. And apparently some of the companies that were producing those have even moved to another city and that kind of stuff. But even the smaller packs, the smaller envelopes of seeds with the pretty colored face and showing the product, those are disappearing. You can't get the green beans, certain items, but she's starting to put in other lettuces and going to do them in containers. I think that's very smart. Whatever you can do right now to produce any of your own food and even getting into the next level, even getting into in a greenhouse or growing it in the basement with the hydroponics. Some people have, I wished I had the ability to go and learn it all. I had the money to set it all up, but I don't right now. And maybe someday, you know, maybe I'll hit the old loteria, you know, or something. But you can put those permaculture systems in to where you have the hydroponically grown vegetables and lettuce and different items, and then you have those, you see, in the midst of water that has fish in it, and it becomes a circular permaculture scenario. There are classes you can go to take to do and look at that. I also have seen recently, it's in an issue of the New Pioneer, Complete Guide to Self-Reliant Living. It's there, let's see, I don't know what publication. It's summer 2019, the New Pioneer, summer 2019. They have a very interesting area in here where they're talking about raising shiitake mushrooms, growing them on logs in your backyard, okay? Mushrooms for money. Boost your farm's bank account with this easy-to-cultivate, high-value cash crop. And these fresh shiitake mushrooms run anywhere in terms of what you sell them for is $10 to $18 a pound. And here's an old boy in a flannel shirt named Steve Gabriel of Wellspring Forest Farm in Trumansburg, New York. And he's got a log that's got shiitake mushrooms all over it. And he teaches a class on growing shiitakes at Cornell University. But there are other booklets and stuff that you might be able to get, but it's a great article. There's another source of food, mushrooms, you see, because it's going to be dependent upon it. Now, Old Hawk would tell you, at the very least, you ought to go out and get you another can of chunky soup extra a week. I remember my old buddy, the student from down there at Wichita State, he was saying, Hawk, you know, I listened to you back a few years ago. And he said, I started on a student budget just getting an extra can of chunky soup or Progresso or whatever you want to get. But don't get the ones you got to add the water. Get the ones that already got the water, the vegetables, the broth, the meat, the potatoes, everything mixed up in it. Or the noodles, whatever it is, chicken and noodle, whatever it might be. Minestrone, you know, beef, barley, Progresso, chunky sirloin burger, chunky beef, you know, whatever it might be. Split pea with ham. I think of all the different good chunky soups. And he said, you know, I've already got me about 6 months, if you count like one can as a ration per day. He said, I've got 6 months of it in my, underneath my bed. He said, God bless you, Hawk. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Make sure your first preparation is with Lord Jesus. He might save you from the fallen angels, even, or one of their fine scum when they come down. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Bend angle fingers, I don't hear many. Mickey's up, baby. Whether it be 338. 1,500 yards out, or whether it be if they try to challenge on your hand. No dirt.